Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jill Jessen, and she's the treasurer of the Anita Town and Country Club, and we're talking about a really neat event coming up. Good morning to you, Jill.
Good morning.
Anita's Walk Through a Winter Wonderland. This is something that you've been doing for a few years.
Yeah.
And it's always a neat time that has food and music and lights and fun for the kids and so on. But the first thing that heads it off on Sunday, December 7th, is what, Jill?
We have the Holiday Hustle, which starts at 2 o'clock, and it's a 5K run-walk for all ages.
Okay, and where do people need to be to before 2 o'clock to get registered?
The starting line's at the community center.
Okay.
The library.
Yes, and if people haven't been there, they definitely need to go just because it's a really nice community center attached to the library. So that will depend, I'm guessing, on how cold it is, how long that takes.
Yes.
Some people have to hustle maybe more than others.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about this 5K run walk, but then from what I see, right after that or soon after that starts the recipe walk, and you can definitely walk on that one. So, you know, what happens with the recipe walk?
We've got 6 to 8 businesses that are going to prepare a recipe, and they'll have that recipe there for people to sample and then take a copy of if they want it.
All right. Really fun thing. I've participated in some of those, and it's always fun not only to taste, but you get to talk to other people that are there tasting and getting their kind of reaction. So it's a social event as far as I'm concerned, along with all the tasting and probably getting some good recipes to take home.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's 3 to 5, so you get to do that. What do you want to talk about next, Jill?
We have several businesses that'll be open, having open houses that day too, from 3 to 5, and we have a vendor fair starting at 7. That'll be at the community building also, and we have several individuals bringing Pampers
their wares, uh-huh,
and different mm-hmm things in.
Okay, and that's at the community center 4 to 7, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Now I also see, when we're talking about open houses and businesses and so on, the library also is having an open house about that same time. 4 to 7:30 is what I see in their news article. But Santa's coming there.
Yeah, Santa will be at the library from 5 to 7.
Okay.
And we also have crafts and sugar cookies that the kids can decorate.
Oh, fun.
And the CAM basketball girls will be helping us with that this year again.
Oh, great. Yeah, sounds like fun. And I'm sure the kids just think it's the best ever thing to do. They maybe don't get to do that at home.
No problem.
To just kind of go crazy with decorating.
Yeah.
Okay. And you have a live nativity scene?
Yep, that'll be out at the Anita Livestock Auction, which is on the west side of town, and they're just accepting free will donations for food to donate to the Anita Food Pantry.
Okay, so kind of double duty there. You can give a little and enjoy the live nativity scene. And so you have a number of things that are starting about 4 and 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
So this is sort of on Sunday. You can do your other Sunday things and then get to Anita to do all of this. What else would you like to mention at starting about 4 or 4:30?
American Legion will be having a soup supper at their building from 4:30 until it's gone. We have hay rides running from 4:30 to 7:30. We have a Santa chase that's sponsored by the Ace Club. And registration for that will be at 5 o'clock at City Hall, 4:45 at City Hall, and the chase will start at 5, and they have like 3 different groups, I believe, age groups doing that.
Okay, so that's mostly for the kids kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And then we'll have music and caroling in the park at the band shell from 5 to 6.
Okay. And then what about, is Anita Child Care having a silent auction?
Yep. Okay. They have a silent auction, and it'll also be at the community center from 4 to 7.
Okay, so that's kind of your hub, the community center.
Yeah.
And then spread out from there. Okay, so we talked about the kids' crafts, kids decorating cookies. Oh, you have a Scrooge contest?
Yes. We've sponsored for the last several years. We pick out different business people, and this year we're donating all the proceeds to the Anita Food Pantry, and the Anita Town and Country will match up to $250 of that.
Okay. So I know this time of the year the food pantries are really, they kind of need to stock up for the winter months, and so this is a good way to get that done. Now, as I'm looking at information here, I see that there's something about cookbooks.
Yep. Anita Town and Country last year did a cookbook, and we are having them, a special on them through December. We're selling them for $15 a piece or two for $25.
Go ahead.
We'll have them at the community center also.
I'm thinking that would make a great Christmas gift, especially for somebody maybe who's lived in Anita and lives away.
Yeah.
Because it's fun to read where all the recipes come from, even if you never cook them.
You
know people who just read cookbooks, right?
Yes.
Kind of a fun thing to do and see what's going on with folks. Okay, then one of the things that I always think about in Anita are the luminaries.
Yes. They'll be running from 5 to 8, and that's up Chestnut Street. And that's right there at Anita Rolling Hills Bank.
Okay. So are there any signs, or if you start at the bank and go
up on Main Street and turn at the bank? There's usually signs, but I don't think they're right on Main Street.
Okay.
They're usually up a block. So.
So you go north on Chestnut from the bank?
Yes.
Okay, up the hill, kind of.
Yes.
Yeah. And by that time it's dark, they should be really beautiful.
Yes.
Okay. How does that all happen? Or is that just sort of a neighborhood thing? Or how does that happen when you get them all lined up on one street?
Chestnut Street, the folks that live there are usually pretty good at having lights out and decorating, and then our FFA here in town does the actual luminaries along the road with the candles.
Oh, neat. So you really get a lot of different people, different ages involved in getting this all together.
Yes.
Couldn't happen without a lot of people helping out.
Yes.
Yes. Now, just sort of aside from the winter wonderland, and the Anita Town and Country Club, are there some other events you do during the year?
Yes, we sponsor the local Easter egg hunt. We help with the fireman's steak fry and the parade. We have a little carnival in the park after the parade. That's the first weekend in August.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also do a Halloween soup supper and a costume judging on Halloween. And this, I guess.
Yeah, well, it kind of takes you through the seasons.
Yeah.
Something through all the seasons. Now, are there some things that we haven't mentioned that you want to be sure to mention about the walk through a winter wonderland?
We have Salute Gymnastics. They'll be performing at between 5 and 6 also at Anita Cabinetry Plus, which is in the middle.
Right there on the main street.
In between our two banks.
Okay, that's a good description.
So they'll be inside. But it's got a big window so people can stand and watch.
Okay, that sounds like fun. Something a little different, perhaps.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like window shopping, except it's for a show instead of buying something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
it's free.
Yeah, very good. So, again, it seems to me starting about 2 o'clock, you can get over to Anita. And throughout the evening, you can see lots of pretty things. You can get some food. You can hear some music and just have a good time.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you very much, Jill Jessen, for visiting with us and inviting us over to Anita on Sunday, December 7th. That's this coming Sunday for Anita's Walk Through Winter Wonderland. And here's a thought from a woman who's over 90 years old, and people asked her to write her life lessons, and she said one of hers is, when it comes to chocolate, resistance is futile.